let's dig a little deeper into what lawmakers are doing in Olympia this legislative session. They are trying to come up with a plan to fund basic education. And one sticking point during the discussions has been teacher salaries, who should be responsible for paying them, and questions about something known as TriPay. It stands for time, responsibility, and incentive, and it's similar to overtime pay. Seattle Times education reporter Neil Morton has been investigating why TriPay exists, and as he tells 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave, the additional pay might slow down the process for coming up with a funding plan.
TriPay is supposed to reward teachers, compensate them for the extra work that they do outside of the classroom. So grading papers, attending a school performance, going to an open house, meeting with parents, tutoring struggling students.
Which are all like typical things that a teacher would do,
you
right?
You would think that's a basic part of their job. Any parent and taxpayer would admit that. But the state hasn't necessarily paid for the full cost of a teacher's job. And that's the problem they're facing in Olympia right now.
Why did it start?
The state provided this form of teacher pay as a safety valve. There's some indication that they weren't willing to pay for the increase in teacher salaries that the districts needed to provide in order to continue hiring teachers and offering a competitive wage.
The time, responsibility, incentive pay that we're talking about, the districts cover this. Where does the money come from for the districts to be able to pay this?
So districts rely on their local tax levies to pay for TRI pay. They also use it to pay for transportation, technology, a lot of other costs, but mostly it goes to pay for salaries that the state isn't providing enough money to afford. That's the crux of the Supreme Court decision in the 2012 McCleary ruling that found the state is forcing districts to rely on their local tax levies and not fulfilling its constitutional duty to fully fund public schools.
Can you talk a little bit about what you've been following and learning as you've been reporting about this?
Lawmakers since 2012 already have invested about $2.4 billion into K-12 schools to meet the McCleary decision. TriPay and employee salaries in general is the last sticking point they have to solve before they can reach an ultimate settlement with this, the Supreme Court. That's a hefty duty. And you're already seeing debate kind of get gnarled in these complex issues in Olympia.
This is a lot of deep reporting you've done. What's been surprising to you as you've gone through and spent the time reporting TriPay?
I've spent a lot of time looking at legislative records, district contracts with teachers' unions. I've spoken to dozens of teachers and district administrators, policy wonks, school finance experts. And everyone seems to know this is a problem, which is what prompted the lawsuit in the first place. What's really surprising to me is the difference in opinion of how the future of TriPay should play into the state's settlement with McCleary. You have some folks who are calling for the complete elimination of local bargaining over TriPay. You have, obviously, teachers' unions and teachers want to retain that power because they want to be rewarded for the extra work that every teacher does. We all know it. They work very long hours, and this is a way for districts to compensate and recognize the work that they do. But finding that ultimate solution is going to be very complicated.
That's Neil Morton speaking with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave. Morton is a reporter with the Seattle Times Education Lab. You can find more details about TriPay in Morton's story in Monday's edition of the paper. There's also a link to the story and other in-depth Education Lab stories on our website, knkx.org.